Good afternoon. Any remaining sunshine will gradually fade behind increasing and thickening clouds through the afternoon. Temperatures will climb into the upper 30s to near 40 for afternoon highs in many locations, although across the higher terrain and closer to the Canadian border, readings will stay in the lower to middle 30s. At this point, a batch of moisture will head our way from the Ohio Valley, and precipitation will break out mainly after the evening commute in the form of some light snow or sleet. The precipitation will move in from south to north, and parts of the Catskills and the Taconics and Berkshires, maybe even the Litchfield Hills, could get a little coating of snow or sleet during the early part of the evening. The remainder of the region will see a coating up to an inch or two of snow and sleet before we see a transition to just plain rain from south to north during the evening and overnight period. Temperatures will hold steady or climb slowly up through the 30s and toward 40 degrees. Early tomorrow morning, most everyone will be rain, as low pressure tracks out of the mid-Atlantic and south of Long Island. There could still be some places, mainly in the mountain valleys of the Adirondacks and Greens, that hang on to some sleet or freezing rain early tomorrow morning. But even these locations will go over to just plain rain as everyone tops out at least in the upper 30s, but mostly lower 40s during the day tomorrow. Rain will last through the afternoon and into the evening hours before winding down, perhaps as some wet snow across the higher terrain on Saturday night. High pressure will build in for the second half of the weekend, and it looks sunny for the day on Sunday, a bit brisk and chilly, with highs back into the middle 30s. It'll stay dry with that same high pressure center in control on Monday, and with a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid 30s for afternoon highs. Things begin to get interesting heading toward Tuesday of next week. A couple of computer models are forecasting a storm along the eastern seaboard to back into the northeast. If this does so, a messy mixture of rain and snow, and perhaps some significant snow in far interior sections, are possible during the day on Tuesday. Although it should be noted that plenty of computer models are still keeping this well to the north and east of us, leaving us dry through midweek next week. So we'll wait and see how things pan out. We'll at least put the chance for some snow or mixed precipitation in, and highs on Tuesday will be in the middle 30s. Behind this system, leftover snow showers likely on Wednesday and Thursday, with highs staying in the middle 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, another storm system will reach the Pacific Northwest and bring a variety of weather hazards. Rain, thunderstorms, and high elevation snow are all possible from central California up to the Canadian border. Winter weather advisories and freezing rain advisories are in effect for the mountains of the Northwest. Meanwhile, a Midwest storm system will bring showers and thunderstorms to the Ohio-Mississippi valleys. Some of these storms could become severe later on this afternoon. Meanwhile, the Joint Typhoon Warning Center in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, is issuing advisories on Super Typhoon Hagupit, located approximately 490 miles east-southeast of Manila in the Philippines. Hagupit has maximum sustained winds of 145 miles per hour with gusts to 175 miles per hour. The typhoon is heading west-northwest at 9 miles per hour toward the Philippines and is expected to impact the islands as early as tonight with this current strength. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Punta Gorda and Naples, both in Florida, to a low of 14 below zero at Wakefield, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds with rain developing later this afternoon in the mid-40s, Boston increasing clouds in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and highs near 40 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 40 degrees, the average low 25. The record high 65 set in 2001, and the record low 2 in 1926. Sunrise this morning, 7:10 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:21 p.m., 9 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 30s. Snow and sleet this evening, changing to rain in the valleys overnight tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs around 40. A little snow and sleet this evening, quickly changing to rain tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-30s. Snow and sleet this evening, changing to rain overnight tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. A little snow and sleet this evening, quickly changing to rain overnight tonight with lows in the mid 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. A little snow and sleet this evening, quickly changing to rain tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a cold rain, lower 40s, mostly sunny, breezy Sunday in the mid 30s, a mix of sun and clouds, mid 30s on Monday, a chance of snow Tuesday in the mid 30s, and mostly cloudy and breezy Wednesday and Thursday with snow showers and highs in the middle 30s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.